Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREI podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with REIT.com. And joining me on the phone is John Langer, manager of the REIT group at SunTrust Banks, to talk with us about the capital markets for the REIT industry. John, how are you doing?
Fine, Alan. How are you?
Doing well, thank you, and appreciate you joining us this morning. Looking at the performance of the REIT market over the last few months, I think it's pretty clear that the indications given from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke regarding tapering off the quantitative easing policies have negatively affected REIT share prices. But I'm wondering, do you see those as having a negative impact also on REIT's cost of capital?
Well, indications that the Fed intends to raise interest rates have affected share prices in that they heighten the appeal of certain alternative income investments. But rates remain historically low and REIT yields are still favorable in terms of dividends and return of capital. I would also remind everyone of the credit strength that the REIT sector demonstrated during the recent recession with its access to capital, transparency, critical mass, low leverage, and geographically diversified cash flowing hard assets, which make the sector appealing for another reason. I would also say that as institutional money is coming off the sidelines, that's and to reinvest in the recovering market, that has actually started to squeeze spreads a bit. In terms of loans to REITs. Well, REIT share prices have dipped on the debt side because REITs typically have fixed rate debt on the underlying properties in their portfolios. Any effect on the cost of debt capital should be significantly delayed. Most of the debt is fixed rate and with laddered maturities.
So we've got share prices dipping. Does that mean equity issuance is going to taper off too?
Yeah, sure. No one likes to issue equity when share prices dip. That said, many REITs approach the equity market programmatically because they seek to maintain a particular equity-to-debt ratio. And, of course, in the recent downturn, most REITs were compelled to issue equity to delever, which, as I said before, in the end was actually a positive as it proved their access to capital and their macroeconomic resiliency.
So looking ahead, is there any possible consolidation coming, any particular sectors where you think that might be more prevalent than others?
Well, we're primarily seeing project and portfolio acquisitions, but to the extent broader consolidation occurs, I would expect to see it among specialty REITs in niche markets like biotech and data centers where location and scale are critical.
Again, folks, talking with John Langer, manager of the REIT group at SunTrust Bank. How about private portfolios going public? What's the outlook there?
REITs have always been, certainly since the 90s, a good way to get public money into private portfolios and to monetize them. And as institutional money continues to come off the sidelines to invest in a recovering market, we are seeing a considerable number of private REIT formations for whom the preferred exit is shorter term and in the form of an IPO execution or sale.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us today to give us kind of an update on the state of play in the capital markets.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the NAREI podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.
Well, REIT share prices have dipped on the debt side because REITs typically have fixed rate debt on the underlying properties in their portfolios. Any effect on the cost of debt capital should be significantly delayed. Most of the debt is fixed rate and with laddered maturities.